In the era of cord cutting, there are some movies that I just watch way too often. You start up Netflix, it says, "Brian, would you like to rewatch this movie?" Initially, I say no. I try to find something new to watch. When I can't find anything that I would like to watch, I go back to that "would you like to watch this again" list. And without a doubt, I'll select yes for any of the Gerard Butler Fallen movies. Olympus Has Fallen, London Has Fallen, Angel Has Fallen. Probably watched them each about 50 times. I know how the movie starts, I know how it ends, and I know every scene in between. At some point, I've seen these movies enough. I just have to say, not again. Sound familiar? Yeah, that's the Beaver hockey season in a nutshell as well. Not again, not again. What happened last night has been on repeat all too often. On the road to Michigan Tech, October 22nd. Tech scores a power play goal with 2 minutes left. Beavers lose points, go to a shootout. On the road in Northern Michigan, November 11th. Beavers give up a goal with a minute 45 left to go down 1-0. Pull the goalie, give up an extra attacker goal, lose 2-0. Against St. Thomas on December the 3rd. Tommy score with a minute 20 left in regulation, tie the game at 2. Beavers forced to another shootout. Very next game, against Lake Superior State, Lakers scores shorthanded with 25 seconds left to tie it, scores less than 2 minutes into overtime to win it. Beavers up 1-0 against Minnesota Duluth on January the 6th. Bulldogs score with a minute 55 left, tie game 1-1. We head to a shootout. January the 28th, after winning the night before with 15 seconds left, the Beavers give up a goal with just 15 seconds left to lose 3-2 at Lake State. Then, there comes last night. A story we've seen all too often. I don't need to be torn down. Not again, not again. Beavers lead.
Rosen to Smolik to Martin to Armour. Armour carries through the neutral zone. Armour cuts into the middle of the rink to the right side circle with a shot and he scores! All sorts of traffic. Giesbrecht never saw it. Armour cutting back across from the top of the left circle to the top of the right circle. Ross Armour, the fifth year captain, gets Bemidji State on the board.
Ferris ties.
Ferris with a faceoff win, a shot from the point by Schultheis. Rebound pops straight up into the air. It's knocked home. Ferris State is tied at 55 seconds into the second period.
Beavers tie.
Out to center, Armour. Armour cuts into the offensive zone. Shoots it, barring down and in, and we are tied. Ross Armour's second goal of the game, where he's just cutting across to his right, and he puts that one in right up over the shoulder of Giesbrecht. 2-2 our score.
And then Ferris wins.
Jutting clock right off of the faceoff, nothing called. 1 minute left here in regulation. Ferris State slingshots around back behind their own net. Kayla Bergang pushes the puck ahead. They make a move around their man. They shoot and score. Mitch Fielstra snuck it in inside the right post with 46.9 seconds left.
The coach has seen this all too often.
It's just amazing. Like, it's just, you know what, it's amazing. You can't make this up.
The fifth-year senior captain has seen this all too often.
Obviously, I've got to clean up some things and come back tomorrow and make sure that we're on top of things and getting the job done.
I keep coming back to those Gerard Butler movies on Netflix because it's good entertainment. It's familiar entertainment. I've seen it many, many times before, but it's just meant to pass some time. Well, if the Beaver men's hockey team continues this pattern on repeat, the season won't be lasting much longer. Counting tonight, just 5 games left in the regular season. Our 5th to the last Budweiser pregame show, next, here on the Beaver Radio Network.